from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it. This is the best of what's happened on our shows this week.
Well, we're going to have a little banter first. I got a couple of questions.
Yeah.
You're a week and a half away-ish from a 96-kilometre trek through the Gold Coast hinterland for the Kokoda Challenge. Do you feel like you're good enough?
I was really happy with how my training was going because I'd set myself a plan and I had stuck to it to the letter.
96 Ks, you've got a day and a half to complete it.
Yeah, yeah, 39 hours in total. Except this week, my body has fallen apart. I've had to halt training this week because my back's sore. Now my neck's sore from carrying a pack around. My knees are sore.
What point, so you don't, I mean, you don't have to do it. There aren't people whipping you to do it.
Yeah,
of course you want it. Yeah, exactly. You've gone in, you've gone, yep, I'm strong enough, I'm good enough to do this challenge. It's supposed to be a challenge. It is grueling. It's through the bush. At what point are you going to, would you call it? How bad do you have to be for you to go, you know what, I'm out?
Significant back pain, I'd probably call it because I've had a bad back all year, so I don't want that to rear up and be sore for a long time.
You could screw yourself for the next 20 years.
Yeah. So significant back pain, knee pain. If the knee pain gets too bad that I can't walk properly, that'll do it as well. But they're the only things.
Do you get airlifted out if you don't make it?
Not airlifted. I don't really know how you evacuate if you need to. Yeah, there's checkpoints every 10 Ks.
Maybe research that.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a meeting tomorrow, a strategy meeting tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So...
is it just your partner, Dan, carrying the rest of you?
Potentially.
He could do that.
He might have to. He might have to. Where? So you have to start.
Has he offered any piggyback rides for you?
He hasn't.
You should ask that.
I should. Well, we're going on a big old walk tonight, so.
How far is big old?
The aim is 30 Ks.
30. Ellie, listen to yourself.
I don't think we'll do it.
30?
We aimed for 30 last week and we only did 20. And then tomorrow he wants to do 50.
Even still, that is an amazing effort.
It is what it is. I mean, it's just walking, really.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I keep telling myself. Like, it's one foot in front of the other, Ellie.
Yeah, but people don't do that amount of walking every day.
True.
You know, it's inhuman to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing something pretty amazing.
Well, we'll see. Let's save the platitudes for if I make it.
The platitudes? What's
that? They're like, oh, you've done really well. Good job. Praise.
I've never heard of that word.
Oh, haven't you?
No.
It's a fun one.
Yeah, I'm using that from now on.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, today's podcast is a bit of fun. There's a lot of talk. Sorry, it's a bit self-indulgent. There's a lot of chat about me potentially going on the game show Tipping Point.
Yeah.
But I think it's fun.
How many Ks do you think you could walk in the time that it takes for this episode of this podcast?
Five.
Oh, so this is great.
This will be about an hour long.
Great. So if you've got a little 5K walk that you're doing, this is perfect for it.
Yeah. Don't listen to Amy Poehler's podcast I do. Listen
to
this.
Or if you've got a 96K journey,
you
could listen to this like 20 times on repeat.
Well, you know what I'm pitching next week to our sales team? To sell a podcast of my Kokoda journey. So stick around
for
that.
I'm at 6Ks in. my back's hurting. My knees are hurting. I'm going to bail out,
guys.
It'll
be great. What more would you want?
Didn't even make the first checkpoint.
Hey, we'll speak to you next week.
Dan, give me a piggyback.
You done?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Long-time listeners of the show will remember earlier this year we did something pretty big and I think we need to update people on it. This was step one of a journey. Think back to the beginning of the year. The Sunshine Coast Art Prize.
Oh, when we tried our hands at being artists to win, what was it, 25,000? Is that the top
25,000, yeah. So artists from around Australia are entering the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize. It's all thanks to the council. They're putting it on. There's an exhibit coming our way in a couple of months' time. And we thought, how hard could it be?
You said this is going to be really great news.
So we've submitted our art piece at the time. Remember, we went down to Mooloolaba Beach.
Yeah.
We got a whole heap of Sunny Coast celebrities to be there. We wanted to take the most Sunny Coast photo ever.
Look at this photograph.
Jack Kenny, before you go, how was your experience with the photo shoot?
Oh, it's always good to be, you know, front and centre in the photo shoot.
Mayor Rosanna Natoli.
Oh, how cool to be with the iconic businesses and landmarks of the Sunshine Coast.
We'll let you know as soon as we get awarded first prize. So you may be waiting a while.
So we recorded a whole heap of audio back in the day. This was in May, early May.
Yeah.
We struggled because you had to have your entries in by Sunday the 11th of May.
Yeah.
We submitted it
Friday
the 9th of May.
Yeah. I paid the $45 submission fee.
And I went back onto the website because I thought, I haven't heard from them in a little while. And I've gone through key dates and information, entries closed the Sunday the 11th. And we were like, yeah, got that in.
Got that, yeah.
Then the next one is finalists notified by Friday the 6th of June.
What's the date?
It was a month ago.
Taz.
So finalists were notified at least a month ago that they were going to be exhibited in the whole, this exhibit, and they were going to be up for $25,000. Yeah, we haven't heard anything.
Maybe it went to our spam. I've had a look. Taz, no.
I've had a look.
No, Taz, no.
We dreamed big, okay?
What do you mean we've had a look?
The Sunny Coast came out. Jet Kenny was there. The mayor was there. We had Amaze World there. We had Wildlife HQ there. With pineapples galore. The sun came out. Remember, because it was raining all the time.
Yeah, we had
a blue sky day.
It was quite literally a piece of art that we produced.
Yeah.
So have the finalists been like published and announced and our names aren't on there?
Finalists notified by, over a month ago.
Yeah, but
and
maybe,
the exhibit is in like 3 weeks.
But maybe our spam. You know, like
I've had a look.
Our tech guys left.
Yeah.
I don't know how to access my spam of my work emails. So it could just be sitting in there.
They had our number, Ellie. If they needed us, they could have got to us. It's done. Let it die.
No, I will not let it die.
The Sunshine Coast National Art Prize is not going. Remember,
no, but we
had
need the $25,000.
I know, we needed the $25,000 because we said we were going to buy a show rickshaw.
We wanted a show rickshaw and we were going to give people rides.
Along up and down Moolabar Beach. I know, we're going to take this rickshaw and we're going to make a little side hustle out of it.
I'm getting the council on the blower.
The dream
is over.
We saw
Rosanna Natoli on the weekend. No wonder.
Yeah.
We tried to pull her over for an interview.
She was very busy.
And she was busy. Mm. Not because she knows.
Mm-hmm. She knew. She just didn't want to let us down.
No, why are you accepting this fate? I'm not accepting it.
I could see it coming.
I'm appealing.
I could see it coming because our art was crap.
No. How dare you? I'm appealing. I am going to the powers that be.
Who?
I'm going to go down to that exhibition and I'm going to hang out up.
I don't see you're going to do. I don't think you're going to do any of this.
Yes.
You can't even access your spam email.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Hey, all eyes in the sporting world at the moment are over in the UK. Wimbledon on at the moment.
Yeah.
Very
all the Aussies knocked out.
Yeah.
Stupid Djokovic beating our boy Dimonor last night.
What did you say earlier this afternoon?
I said, Djokovic, just retire, bro. Give someone else a chance.
Yeah.
Give us a chance.
Yep, I agree.
You've had enough fun in the sun.
Alex Dimonor's pretty good.
Yeah.
And he could be great.
Yeah.
If the Joker
just
stopped.
Retire.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of Federer the other day. He's loving retirement.
He's about 85.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, live the dream, Joker.
Now, when you are at the tennis, I've never gone to one of these, like the big opens before.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are there, you always hear especially in the Australian Open, I find that we're really bad as a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
We always make lots of noise.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
We're vocal, we're loud, we're passionate. And unfortunately, a few a-holes like to shout and disrupt the game.
Well, that's why there's the linesman who goes, quiet, please.
Well, there was the most Wimbledon thing ever to have happen in the crowd the other day. Have a listen to this. That went off just as she was about to serve. It's a girl about to serve, bouncing the ball, and the ball goes up and then...
Sounds like she's hitting the ball. Is she not?
No, that's coming from the crowd. It throws her off. She has to stop and she looks at the umpire and she's like, come on, can you tell the crowd to keep it down? Have a listen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, if you could avoid opening bottles of champagne when the players are about to serve.
Oh, come on. I love that.
It's warm.
It's the most Wimbledon warning you've ever heard.
If you could avoid... I mean, fair point. Fair point. What's the Australian equivalent? Is that like...
Oh, that's good.
Someone cracking a 4X in the crowd?
I asked AI to actually come up with a couple. Maybe what's something that could happen in Australia that would be very Aussie?
Yeah.
A lot of them, not great. However, it goes, what about a kookaburra laughing mid-serve?
Oh,
no,
come on,
AI, you don't quite get it.
AI, you can't have our jobs. This was way funnier.
Finally, though, AI has said, what about the unmistakable sss of a Bunnings sausage sizzle?
Oh, come on, AI.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yesterday morning was a little gloomy. It was a bit of rain around the sunny coast, a lot of clouds. I mean, we've had these beautiful blue skies for, what, 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks now? It's been awesome. Yesterday was a little gloomy, but it didn't stop the sunny coast getting down to Kawana Beach to clean it up. Take
me to the beach. We have come down to Kawana Beach for plastic-free sea day. We're cleaning up the ocean.
I did get sand in your shoes just then. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm the idiot who wore sandals and socks to the beach.
Yeah, you brought a knife to a gunfight, but that's okay. We are competing to see who can get the most rubbish, you and me. Yep. Are we going by weight?
Hope so, because I just found a full coffee cup.
Oh, see, I'm just going to fill mine with rocks.
Yeah, no, okay. It doesn't work like that. We're here with Poppy, the vision behind the whole day today from Visionary Ocean Warriors. How do you think it's going so far, Poppy?
Yeah, it's going great. We've had such a great turnout already, and it's only the first hour so far.
We've done an hour worth of beach cleanupping. I've found a couple of things so far. It's at the bottom there, but they're all big, I promise.
She's inspecting our bags. I feel like we're like showing our mum, like, Mum, look what I found on the beach.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever found on the beach?
The main thing we do find is plastic.
Yeah.
Biggest thing we have found.
And that's the dangerous one, right?
Yeah. Anything plastic breaks down into little pieces of microplastic and it ends up in everything.
Yeah.
Ends up in food, it ends up in waterways, everything like that, yeah.
And it's not good for us as well, you know, like microplastics in our bodies, so let alone the little baby turtles.
Yes.
All right, we've come to the rubbish sorting station.
Here we go. This is hours worth of beach cleanup.
Yeah.
We're going to weigh these bags. You've got yours there. Simon, lovely to meet you, mate.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
Does Taz feel like the heaviest you've had today?
It's up there.
Up there!
Oh, there we go. What are we sitting at? 0.4 of a kg. Is that 400 grams?
430 grams.
Woo!
Yeah, mine's about the same.
Can you think so?
Can I just grab my keep cup and chuck
it in there? Okay, here we go. So he's hooking you up to the special device here.
He's
not happy.
His face is not looking good.
Sorry, Ellie.
20 grams.
Yeah, that's 300 grams more than you. Thank you very much.
I already emptied mine out and I came back.
That would be why there's disparity. Poppy, we're standing in the middle of all the rubbish at the moment. 70 kgs worth. Anything surprising or stand out from today?
Sadly, it's the usual type of stuff you see on the beaches. Alcohol cans people leave, food wrappage, socks, clothing. Like, it's the usual type of stuff, especially cigarette butts and stuff like that, sadly.
Yeah.
Well, Poppy, you've done an amazing job. Thank you for having us down here today.
Thank you, guys.
It was such an amazing day. Hoping to do it again. Thank you to everyone who came down. We just feel good. The environment thanks us all.
That's right. The turtles have said, Ellie and Taz, you're our favourite radio show.
Yeah.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Hey, Tazzy.
Yeah.
Coming up this week, I have my audition for Tipping Point, the television show.
This is so exciting. I need to train you up, make sure you're as in tip-top form for your general knowledge.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm a bit nervous. For those who don't know, Tipping Point is a show on Channel 9. It's actually on as we speak, like 4:30 every day I think it's on.
Mm.
And it's a game show. You have to answer a bit of trivia and then you also put coins into a machine thing.
Yep.
And you have to kind of navigate that as well.
What I'm thinking is, Sunny Coast, I have a family pass in my hands to the Smurfs movie. Don't miss the magical adventure, the Smurfs movie, in cinemas July 10, a couple of days away. 545-11919, call up. Test our very own little Ellie Chaney over there on some general knowledge. What's that question that you've got? See if she can answer your question. Everybody that gets on air is going in the draw for that family pass to the Smurfs movie.
Because I need all the help I can get, right? Like, I've got a, on Thursday,
yep.
I've got an interview with the producers or whatever, and not only do they ask me about my life.
I think you should know.
Yeah, I should probably know that, to be honest.
The producers or whatever?
I don't know. I'm assuming producers. I don't think it's Todd Woodbridge, the host. I don't think he's going to be calling me on Zoom.
You're going to love him by the time you're on the show.
But I got to have the interview, and then I've also got to do a mock trivia test with them.
Here we go. Here's a little mock trivia right now.
Okay.
Let's do a couple.
Okay.
In what year did the Titanic sink?
1914.
Nah.
1911.
Nah.
1910.
Nah.
1920?
No.
Damn it.
1912.
Oh, I was 2 years off.
Todd Woodbridge isn't going to care.
Would he also give me four answers? Because that's how many I just had.
Which country is the origin of the car brand Volkswagen?
Das Auto, Germany.
Great, easy. What element has the chemical symbol AU?
Gold.
Well done. in Greek mythology, who's the king of the gods?
Zeus. Nope, he's war. King of the gods.
Come on, you can get it. You can get it.
The king of the gods.
Come on.
Is
come on.
Hercules. I don't know.
No, it was Zeus, you idiot.
Was it? Yeah. I said Zeus. Yeah, did they take your first answer?
No.
Is it like Under the Pump Kids? It's 18 minutes past five. I am in training for the game show Tipping Point. I've got an audition on Thursday.
This is so good. We need to get you in tip-top form. Excuse the pun.
Oh, good one. So you're basically asking people of the Sunny Coast.
Oh, no. My client isn't all there this afternoon.
I'm not really, to be honest. It's a Monday. We need you to give us some trivia questions. Just a random, you know, fact that you know that you can chuck at me that I might help prepare me for what's ahead.
Put Ellie to the test, and we've got a family pass to the Smurfs movie up for grabs as well. 545-11919 is our number. We just had Adam ready to go, and he just hung up on us. So thanks, Adam.
Because he knew. He knew that whatever he was going to throw at me, I was going to answer.
I've got some backups.
Yeah, hit me, bruh.
What's the name of the longest river in the world?
The Nile.
Well
Boom,
done.
Next.
Who's the famous scientist who developed the theory of general relativity?
Einstein. Boom, next.
What language has the most native speakers in the world? Nope, it's not that one.
I'm going to go with...
Yeah?
English.
It's not English.
Damn
it's,
is it Mandarin?
It is Mandarin.
Damn it.
Let's go to the phones, 545-11919. Hello, is this Caitlin?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Caitlin. You want to hit me with a little trivia question?
Yes. When was the first automobile invented?
That's a doozy. Good one.
1920... Ooh... 19.
Oh, you think the Titanic sunk 10 years before the automobile, do you? Come on, I'm trying... Sorry, Caitlin, I am on her team. I'm trying to help her out. I'm her coach.
Okay.
Come on, Ellie.
I believe in you.
Oh, pardon?
I believe in you.
Thank you, because I don't believe in myself right now. Okay.
Ellie, when you're on the game show, people in the crowd aren't going to be like, I believe in you. Okay, so you're going to have
yes,
to do without
will.
That.
Yes, I'm going to have a supportive crowd. Okay, well... Let's lock in 1898.
Ooh, no, it was 1910.
Oh, I was going to...
1910?
Only 4 years before World War One.
There you go. Thank you, Caitlin. This is very handy information. I could do this for the rest of the show.
Thanks, Caitlin. Do we do one more?
Oh, what do you mean?
I did ask AI and it gave me a slightly different answer than Caitlin's.
Oh,
okay.
Well, trust Caitlin.
I'm going to trust Caitlin. Yeah, I'm going to trust Caitlin. She's better than AI. Hey, CFM, is this Mitchell?
Yes, this is Mitchell.
Hello, Mitchell. Hey, what's that trivia question you got for Ellie?
What year was the United Nations established?
Oh, God.
Why are these all what year was?
Yeah.
Why? Where's everyone getting these what year was? There's like so many options. The UN was formed in 1964.
The answer is 1945.
Yeah.
45?
At the end of World War
II. The end of the war. Yeah, classic. All right, whatever.
Classic, she says.
Keep them coming. Thank you, Mitchell. Great question and all that.
Do you remember... The first automobile car?
1910.
That's not what I asked, but yeah.
1912 was the Titanic.
Yep.
I've forgotten. 1945. The woman on TV behind you right now who's actually on Tipping Point, she's literally winning $20,000. That could be me, Tazzy. That could be me. Huge.
I don't think so, though. I think she looks really smart.
Whoa. All right. I could be smart, too. Let's test it. Let's go to six-year-old Leo. Hello, Leo.
Hi.
Have you got a question for me to test my trivia skills with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I better be able to get this one right, Tazzy, if it's coming from a six-year-old.
Here we go, Leo. What is that question for Ellie?
What year was the first NRL game?
Oh, no.
Oh, great what question,
year was
Leo.
The first NRL game. Well, it depends, right? Because people have been playing rugby league for like a century. However, the National Rugby League itself was only formed in 1982.
Leo, is she right or wrong?
Wrong.
Leo, when was the first NRL game?
1908.
Oh, I'm a West Australian, guys, all right? We don't even have NRL in WA.
Okay.
It's a trick question.
Geez, she's going to be the worst contestant ever on Tipping Point.
I know. I suppose I can't. If I can blow up at a six-year-old, I can probably blow up at Todd Woodbridge as well. All right. Thanks, Leo. Let's go to Adam from Caloundra. Adam, what's your trivia question?
What did Albert Einstein win his Nobel Prize for?
Ooh. Oh, Ellie should know this. You were just saying how much you love Albert Einstein and all the Nobel Prizes.
The theory of relativity that he
discovered.
It was the Nobel Physics.
Well, for starters, he did two theories of relativity. There was the special and the general. Both are wrong.
Gravity? Did he get it for gravity?
No. It was the photoelectric effect, 1921.
The hotel electric effect.
Photoelectric effect.
Photoelectric.
Oh, we're doomed. We are doomed.
Being like, oh, Einstein invented bed lamps in hotels. That's the hotel electric effect. Photoelectric effect. Absolutely. Yeah, I knew that one.
You're lucky you're bubbly and likeable because I don't think the producers are thinking that you're any threat to the prize money.
Thank you, Adam. You sound like a very knowledgeable guy. Do you want to just come in here for my audition on Thursday and you can sit in the background and whisper me the answers?
Yeah, or maybe I'll just put a wig on and...
Yeah. All right, thanks, bud. Very helpful.
What did you think it was? Hotel lighting effect.
Hotel electric. Photoelectric. It sounds similar, doesn't it?
Let's go down the line now to Mount Coolum. Is this Carolina?
Yeah, this is Carolina.
Hello. How are you? Good, thanks. What's your trivia question?
So I've got a question for you. What is the capital of Brazil?
The capital of Brazil.
They do have different topics in the game. There's going to be geography and maths and science and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I want to say Rio. But is it one of those ones where it's the trick question? It may be. Is it like Brasilia or something?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes.
The cleverest.
Where did you get that from?
Because I'm good at trivia, bro.
Oh, well, the last 5 minutes has proven otherwise. You've got one right.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This is CFM. Hello, we are Ellie and Taz.
I'm riled up.
We're talking pie etiquette.
I'm
what
angry.
Is the correct way to eat a pie? Reddit's gone wild for it. Honestly, it's popping off. So we thought, let's see what the Sunny Coast has to say.
Just eat your pie like a regular person. Just pick it up, take a bite, move on. You don't need any of this weird pulling at it operation gear. I'm over it. I'm over it, Sunny Coast, with all your weird contraptions. It grosses me out when you start popping the top off. As soon as you do that, it's wrong.
Well, let's see if the Sunny Coast agrees with you. Jessica in Palmwoods, do you think there's a correct way to eat a pie?
There is. There's only one way to eat a pie.
Here we go.
Taz is going to hate it.
Okay.
So you need a teaspoon and you have to take the pastry off the top and you have to eat all the meat out with your teaspoon first and then you eat the bottom pastry and you save the top pastry for last.
Ooh.
Wow.
I like it. I just think the top pastry might have to go first. Everything else, though, you're on the money with, Jess.
Got to save the best pastry for last. Get all the crumbs all over you at the end.
I kind of love the soggy bottom of the pie, like the bottom pastry bit that's like a little bit soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I agree, yeah.
Taz has gone quiet.
as soon as you said you needed a teaspoon, I completely zoned out. I think that's wrong and we should throw that idea in the bin. Jess, what's wrong? We're just picking it up and biting it.
No, you need to take the elements one by one and enjoy them.
It's, you know how you go to a fancy restaurant and they'll offer you something and they'll call it deconstructed and all of a sudden it's far fancier? That's what we're doing, Jess. Exactly. We're having a deconstructed pie.
Deconstructed pie. Mm. You should try it, Tazzy.
Yeah, you should, Tazzy.
I don't think so.
Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, let's go now to Michelle from Mullaney. Michelle, what do you think is the correct way to eat a pie?
Okay, wait. I tell you, don't slop it all over you. You peel the top off, no. you squirt your sauce on, mm-hmm. you get a spoon and you eat the content, mm-hmm. no. and then you eat the pastry.
No.
That's two.
No.
That's two.
That's
who
terrible.
Think that a deconstructed pie is the way to go,
that's
Tassie?
That's wrong. That's terrible.
Yes. No, and that's the way to go. Otherwise, you wear it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I've never worn a
you
pie.
Wear, I've seen you wearing pies before.
When?
Yeah, yeah. You wear them on the
all
on
the
reg.
Time on the reg. Do yeah. I? Okay, Michelle. I think that is arguably the worst way to eat a pie. Every point of that is wrong.
No. What it's if, a, it's a ladylike way to eat a pie.
What if you then haven't got a spoon?
You go look for one.
Yeah, Taz. Go look. Get off your butt.
What
and
if
go
you're the
look
footy? They don't sell a spoon with the pie at the footy, Michelle.
Well, I'm sorry, don't go to the footy and buy pies then.
Get a hot dog then.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not happy, Jan.
Thank you,
not
Michelle.
Happy.
Great
okay, well, thank
call.
You, guys.
Good
thanks,
on your
Michelle.
Sister. Isaac in Maroochydore, hello. What do you think is the correct way to eat a pie?
So, you get it out the air fryer or the microwave and you put it on a plate and you take the top off and then you put your sauce in and you eat it. You eat it out of the bowl and you eat crust after.
Oh, you put the sauce in the bowl?
Yeah, it's like a bowl.
Oh, the bowl of the pie.
Yeah,
all right, that's three. Tassie.
Can we dump this caller,
that's
please?
Three.
Because that is terrible.
Not one person has said that they eat their
That's because
the way
they're
you
not
do.
Outspoken and they're just regular people. There's Sunny Coast is listening right now that just eat their pies regularly without a spoon. Okay, and they don't need all these fancy, like Isaac's bringing air fryers to the footy
yeah.
to try and eat pie. Like, come on.
Well, thank you, Isaac. We've got one more caller. Josh from Gympie, is that
oh,
you?
No. Yeah, mate.
Josh, okay. You are the final caller. How do you eat your pie?
I turn mine upside down and eat it upside down.
I'm out. I can't.
Yes, Josh.
Sunny Coast, where is everybody that are eating pies normally?
Maybe you're the odd one.
You're the one not normal.
Yeah, Taz.
Oh, Ellie almost swore at me then. She was feeling it. Hey, Josh, guess what? You scored the family pass, my friend, to the Queensland Air Museum this weekend.
Let's go.
See vehicles from many different Queensland car clubs, planes, trains and automobiles this Saturday, Queensland Air Museum in Caloundra.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. And we want you to give us a call right now, 545-11919, if you've got a story about a rat. Because apparently...
Where's this come from?
We have a big old rat problem in schools. Exterminators have been called to eliminate rodent infestations in Queensland's public schools more than 200 times in 3 years, with experts warning the issue will get worse. Dun, dun,
200
dun.
Times in 3 years is like once a week.
Well,
how many schools have we got?
In southeast Queensland, over the last financial year,
that's nothing.
42 times. But this is for an infestation. So it's not just like, oh, you see a rat or two. It's like we have a rat problem at
ooh,
this school.
All right.
Because kids are dropping their lunches.
Mm.
That's the main thing. There's just constantly, if you want a scrap, a school's a place to get it.
I used to shove food and me and all my mates, we would sit at this park bench style thing at school. I was about grade 3 or 4. We used to shove our food up and under the table and it would slowly go moldy. And every day we'd come around and have a look and see how moldy it got.
Oh!
Yeah. I mean, we were what, 10? 9?
Sick.
Yeah, it was fun.
Was it though?
Yeah, there were so many of us. Like, they went around the school, like the grade, and everybody was like, oh, yeah, add to the pile of like moldy grossness under the table. Anyway.
Your schooling was very different to mine.
I'd forgotten about that.
We play handball like normal kids.
545-11919. What is your rat tale? I'll take good or bad stories.
Are there many good rat stories?
I had rats as a pet as a kid.
Of course you did. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, they're better than mice, I think.
Why?
They smelt less. They didn't smell as bad. They made less mess.
How long does a rat pet last for?
3 years-ish.
Okay.
2 or 3 years.
A little short-term pet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fat, though.
You had a fat rat.
Yeah, like this sort of size.
Taz the kid with the fat rat.
Okay.
Who was on number?
It was cute.
Harry Potter. Neville Longbottom. Okay. You're Neville Longbottom. Was it? Who had scabbers?
Keep
Neville.
Keep my bottom out of this.
I have the best route story ever.
Oh, you've set the bar very high.
It is. You're going to love it.
Okay.
I was walking along Mooloolaba Esplanade one night.
Yes.
And we saw this kid and he was balancing. He was lying on his stomach on one of the tables in like the barbecue area.
Planking? He was planking.
Planking. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Was it 2008?
No, it was a couple of years ago. And he was hanging off the side of it and he had a string that he'd tied a bit of cheese to, and I kid you not, he was fishing for rats, and the rats were going for it.
Really?
We stood and watched him for like half an hour. He kept like trying to catch the rats.
How many rats did he have?
Like three. There were three that were darting in and out trying to get the cheese. It was like
a cartoon. Like, that's like something that happens in a cartoon.
We couldn't believe what we were seeing. Absolutely wild.
Do we want to go to the phones?
Let's go to the phones. Courtney from Nambour, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Hit us with your rat story, girlfriend.
Well, I would have been 6 years old and I was a little girl visiting my grandparents on the Gold Coast, and I went to put on my rollerblades to cruise around my grandparents' garage. And the next minute I thought, oh, that's funny. I don't remember leaving my sock in my rollerblade. Oh. Turned in and felt something, pulled it out, and there was a rat in my hand, and I threw it, as little girls do, and screamed and ran to my poppy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
That's early enough to be traumatic for something that you carry through into adulthood, Courtney.
I am totally traumatised with rats now.
100%.
You know what? That's fair, sister. Bit of a fun ride for the rat, though, to just be zooming around in the rollerblades.
I wasn't moving too good afterwards.
Oh, gosh.
Tomorrow, can we do what was in the shoe?
We can, Tassie. Oh, absolutely can.
I'm always terrified that there's going to be a huntsman in the end of
my shoe. Yeah, you've got to slap them together before you put them on.
Oh, that was what that sound was.
Yep. Jenna in Bettina, have you got one?
I do. I work in childcare, and one day I put my hand in the bin and a rat bit me.
Oh, my God.
I had to go to hospital and spend the whole day at hospital waiting for a vaccine to make sure I didn't get any diseases from it.
Yeah, because rats are a bit rabies-ridden, aren't
That's
they?
That's like the Black Plague.
Well, they're not too sure in Australia if they're going to be rabies, but you just want to be sure. So I spent the whole day in hospital waiting for a vaccine to make sure I didn't catch anything from the rat.
How much did the rat bite hurt? Like, what are their fangs like?
Yeah.
It didn't really hurt, but it happened all so fast because I didn't realise a rat would be in the bin. So it happened pretty fast, and I was more frightened than
how
it hurt. But it happened very fast.
Yeah. Another question. Why were you reaching into the bin?
So I was trying to put a bag in there, but people were throwing stuff in the bin without the bag in there. So I was trying to get the stuff out, so I put the bag in.
Oh, okay. All right.
I wasn't looking in the bin. I just put my hand in and I found the bin. I was like, oh.
Yuck.
Yeah, it was huge.
Have you put your hand in a bin since, Jenna?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's
Never
enough.
Again. Never
that's
again.
Enough to put you off.
Anytime Jen has to go near a bin, she's like, no, it could be a rat in there, guys.
I look in the bin now. I can binge it up my head. I'm like, look at it first.
Thanks, Jenna. You're in the draw for the family pass at the Queensland Air Museum.
Thank you.
You can see vehicles from many different Queensland car clubs, planes, trains and automobiles this Saturday at Queensland Air Museum in Caloundra.
All right, let's go to Kim from Nambour. Kim, hit us with your rat story.
So my mum, who was quite unwell, was living in a nursing home for a little while and she was a bit lonely, so she went and bought herself a rat and put it in a cage. And that was about a week, and then so I went to visit her. I was like, oh, Mum, how's your rat going? She's like, oh, I lost it. It jumped out of the cage and we couldn't find it.
Yes, that's the opposite of an exterminator, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it was just roaming free around the nursing home?
Well, probably for a short period, I would assume, yeah.
Oh, never to be seen again. What was the rat's name? Did she give it a name?
I honestly can't remember. It was about 10 years ago now, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So funny.
That's great. Thank you, Kim. Great story.
A repopulator. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a cool name that's the opposite of an exterminator.
Nah, I got nothing.
No, I got nothing as well.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Kyle.
Kaya, what's your rat story?
So when I was in year 8, I believe, I was staying at a friend's house and they had pet rats. And I went into my friend's room and I looked in the cupboard and one of their rats was in the cupboard. So I tried picking it up and it actually bit my finger. A couple of days later, it started swelling up and got really infected. I ended up going to the hospital and getting 2 surgeries done for that.
Oh, wow. My goodness. What were the surgery? What did the surgeries do?
So it had infected into my whole finger, down into my hand. So my whole finger was all swollen up and all pussy and gross. So I had to get surgeries done for that.
Oh, my God. And then now, what's your finger like?
It's just got a massive scar on it. It's a bit like, it's a bit, it doesn't have full movement anymore because it had damaged a couple nerves, but it's just about better now.
Oh, my goodness. Rat, look, maybe we've learnt that rat pets aren't great pets.
Hey, they were great pets, thank you.
Why don't you go live in Kim's mum's nursing home?
I think Kaya's friend, whoever, that was a wild rat, that was.
So it wasn't the one from Kim's mum's
nursing
home. My pet
rats used to like little nibbles and stuff.
No, you don't want them nibbling. That's when you get
fine.
The surgeries.
Look, there's no surgeries going on here.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sunny Coast, if you need to pee, hold it, because Ellie is apparently about to teach us how to pee properly.
Well,
why have you put this at prime time in the show?
Because
by the way?
What is something we like to talk about? Stuff that matters to the Sunny Coast, mm-hmm. something that's relevant to our demographic.
Yeah,
and our demographic is human beings, and all of us pee.
Right.
But this, Taz, doesn't even just relate to human beings. This relates to every mammal in the world.
Oh, so mammals, listen up.
Yeah, the correct
dolphins. Listen up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The correct, well, it's every mammal that weighs over 3 kilos, this applies to. Scientists have figured out the perfect amount of time you should be peeing for.
In one stint.
Oh, yep, so you go and sit down or stand up, whichever you may do.
I went for a pee the other day. Minutes went by.
Minutes?
Yeah, days passed, I think. It was the world's longest pee. I was halfway through and went, gee, I wish I'd started a timer at the beginning of this.
Oh, well, that might mean that you might need to go see a doctor.
I may do.
Because the law of urination has been passed.
Okay.
By researchers.
Right.
At the Georgia Institute of Technology.
Right.
And the law of urination is a way to measure how healthy your bladder is.
They've called it the law of urination.
Yep. It applies to any mammals, like I said, who weigh over 3 kilograms. So my dog Simba, he weighs 3 kilograms. He just fits in.
Yeah, he's listening.
The time that we should all be peeing for to have a healthy bladder is 20. How many? 1 seconds.
20. How many?
I thought you were going to jump in. We're trying to guess.
No, I thought it was going to be 20.
No, 20.
I thought it was 20.
21 seconds.
21 seconds in one stint.
In one stint.
That's weird, because how many times do you pee a day? Have they said that in the law of urination?
No, they haven't.
Surely that changes the amount of time that you're peeing.
This is the thing. So you're holding it too long. If you're peeing for longer than 21 seconds, you're holding it too long. Mm. And if you're doing it less, then, you know, you've got a problem. You've got an issue.
I wonder who's better, you or me. I wonder who's closer to 21 seconds, you or me.
I kind of need to pee now.
Will you time it and bring it back to the show?
I could. Is that gross? That's pretty gross.
It's not pretty gross.
To be fair, I used a Shiwi live on the radio a couple of weeks ago. So.
When I was growing up, I listened to Hamish and Andy work out who had the SP, and I will not break down that.
The SP?
Yeah, superior. And they were talking about peeing and the flow. So we can time how long you pee for.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go to Yad's and I'm going to run to the bathroom. We've got 3.5 minutes.
Oh, no. You're going to have to hold it.
Can I get it done in 21 seconds?
Don't think so.
We'll find out very soon.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Ellie is the type of teacher's pet that just wants to be good at everything.
I do.
She wants praise for things that really don't deserve it.
Correct.
So you've just shared with the Sunny Coast how to pee correctly. Some scientists have come out and said the peak time to pee,
mm-hmm.
the length of time is 21 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You've just gone to pee because you needed to.
Mm-hmm.
You've come in with a huge smirk on your face. I'm not giving you praise if you bang on.
Taz.
Because what are we really celebrating? Okay? Let's just take a step back. I'm not going to congratulate you like a toddler.
For peeing for 21 seconds.
Yeah.
Taz, I might not be looking for praise here. Because I am the first to admit there's some things in this world I'm not good at. And just then, I went to pee for 21 seconds. And it took me 43.73 seconds. I failed.
Yeah, you failed big time.
I pretty much doubled it.
Doubled. Either.
Over it.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
No, you know what? Close.
I could pee
for 1 second and be closer.
Well, I'd really needed to go. Like, I was busting.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But it just might be TMI. Do you want TMI?
No. What if I leave the room? Would you be more comfortable just telling the Sunny Coast?
No, that makes it weirder. That makes it weirder. So I finished.
Okay.
And I stopped the stopwatch. And then a little bit more came out. So I had to start the stopwatch again.
Sunny Coast, this is... You had to start the stopwatch again.
I wanted it to be accurate. So, like, I stopped it at maybe, like, 40.
I've had enough. Sunny Coast, we're going to salvage whatever's left of this radio show after Ellie has tried to flush it down the toilet this afternoon.
No, I flushed, man.
No, I'm saying you're flushing the radio show right now with your pee chat.
I thought you meant my wee. I definitely flushed.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
All this week we're helping me, thank you in advance, because I've got an interview for a game show on Thursday and I need to get my trivia skills up to scratch, right?
Yeah, we're testing your general knowledge because I just think the producers are going to see right through this facade that you've got.
Yes.
So we're testing you. We're putting you to the test, taking phone calls all week, 545-11-919. This is one that we had earlier that we weren't able to air.
Yeah, Charlie, hello.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Did he call me official. Did he call me ma'am?
Mm.
No one ever calls me ma'am. I'm not official enough to be called ma'am.
You're definitely not official enough to be called a ma'am.
Hello, sir. Tell us, do you have a trivia question up your sleeve?
Yes, indeed I do.
Oh, okay.
This is my question.
Okay.
Who is the only US president to never go to college?
Great one. Ellie's very familiar with her US presidential history.
Only US president to never go to college. Feels like Trumpy. I'm going to lock in Trump.
Oh.
I feel like he was just a businessman.
Yeah.
Not just a businessman, but, you know, like, I reckon he just went straight out of school into business and rose through the ranks. So I'm going to lock in Donald Trump, Charlie.
Incorrect. Oh. I'm sorry. The answer was Harry Truman.
Of course, it was Harry Truman.
You could have given me 20 US presidents and I don't think you would have guessed Truman.
How do you know that, Charlie?
I'm just a big fan of US presidents.
Are you really?
Are you? Any other facts you've got about the US presidents up your sleeve?
The youngest president wasn't actually JFK. It was Theodore Roosevelt.
Was it? Big old Teddy.
How old was he? Do you remember?
I think it was 43, 46.
Yeah, right.
I think it was.
Yeah, who's been your favourite president?
Probably JFK.
Yeah. Mm. R.I.P. Charlie, I like you. Yeah. You can call the show anytime. You started by calling me ma'am. Mm. You know all these facts. You're a smart little cookie.
Are you up to date with all the Trump stuff, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so if anything breaks in the US presidential realm, do you think you could be our go-to?
Sure, I mean, if you want to. I know a lot about the US presidency and stuff, so sure.
Yeah, because we don't understand much about it, Charlie. It goes over our heads and we've really tried and we're supposed to be knowledgeable on this show and we're really not, so we need an expert.
Yeah, I mean, I can be an expert if you need.
How old are you?
13.
13.
Do you want to be president or a prime minister one day, Charlie?
Hopefully, if I ever get the chance to, I'd definitely take it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he's got my vote already.
Same. Charlie, you're a legend. Thank you so much for calling our show.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me on.
And you, sir. And to you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sunny Coast, Ellie is getting a little nervous.
Mm.
She's a week and a half away from arguably the biggest physical feat of your entire life.
Like, not even arguably, no. It is hands down the hardest thing I'm ever going to have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
The Kokoda Challenge, 96 Ks through the Gold Coast hinterland.
96. Almost 100. At that point, actually, should you just tack on 2 Ks at the start, 2 look, Ks at the end?
Ask me at the finish line, see if I want to go and do another 4.
You need to do the hunjo, bro.
I'll stick to 96 for now, if that's all right. You have to do it within 39 hours, so I'm going to be probably cutting it pretty fine as it is. But over the weekend, I found what not to do, right? I'm doing it with my partner, Dan, beautiful boyfriend, and our friends Jamie and Brooke. And basically, over the weekend, anyone who's ever done...
Not Brooke from Frozen.
Not Brooke from Frozen.
She would never.
No.
96. No.
Over the weekend, anyone who's done functional training at a gym in the last couple of years will know of HYROX. It's kind of like the grand final for fitness enthusiasts. It's a big challenge.
Yep.
Happens in all the capital cities. Happened in Brisbane a while ago. Over the weekend, it was on in Sydney.
You get ranked as times.
Yeah.
It's like a huge competition.
It's an intensive gym workout, basically.
Yeah.
But it's a race.
It would kill me.
It takes you like 2 hours to do it by yourself.
No, I would end up in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to one woman. She was competing in a team with her partner, right?
Yeah.
And a guy's taken a video of them. Have a listen to what went down.
That guy's missus just fainted and like forehead to deck. She's unresponsive and he just kept doing the wall balls and then crossed the line by himself. He's left her there.
So she is unresponsive on the ground and he has run off and crossed the finish line without her. No man left behind.
Could you imagine?
Right.
80 kilometres into your 96K feet.
Yeah.
You're like, Dan, I don't think I can make it anymore. And Dan just goes, yeah, somebody will find you in 3 or 4 hours.
Imagine. Well,
see you later. Week.
I am here to ensure, Tassie, that does not happen.
Good.
I have an open letter that I want to read right now to my partner, Dan, if you're listening. Dear Dan, please do not leave me during the Kokoda Challenge. Please.
I know I am weak and I am feeble.
Do not do what that dude did during HYROX because he sucks. If I fall, please stop and see if I'm alive.
Change that when. When I fall.
If I trip on a tree root. Okay, sorry. When I trip on a tree root, please also trip so I don't look like a loser. If I decide at the 70K mark, but I can't keep going, please tie my shoelaces to yours and pull me up the next hill rather than go on without me. Or better yet, just carry me. You have big muscles. I do not.
Great.
Okay, love you. See you on our next hike. Love Ellie.
Signed, Ellie Weakling Kenny.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Courtney from Nambour yesterday told us this amazing rat story.
I was a little girl visiting my grandparents on the Gold Coast and I went to put on my rollerblades. The next minute I thought, oh, that's funny. I don't remember leaving my sock in my rollerblade. Oh. Turned in and felt something, pulled it out, and there was a rat in my hand, and I threw it, as little girls do, and screamed and ran for my poppy.
So we've thought, things get into shoes all the time. Let's open up the phones again.
Yes, that's scarring, isn't it?
Yeah, to see what else has been in there. Let's go to Lara in Twin Waters. Hello, Lara. What's been in your shoe?
So I was going to work one day, and I'd put on my shoes like normal, and I thought there was like a sock at the front of it. So then I went to work all normal. I was about halfway through my shift and it was really bugging me. So I took off my shoe and I reached my hand in there and there's like something soft and I pour it out and there's a mouse in my shoe.
Wow!
And you were walking around work with it in there.
Yeah. So then we had to clean up it off the floor and I was so scared.
Oh, Lara. How do I ask this tactfully?
What? Did she have a pet mouse?
No. Oh. But is the mouse off frolicking in the woods these days?
No.
No, death by toe.
But I think
I think it might have already been dead. I think my cat might have slipped it in there.
Oh, that's gross.
It's even worse.
Oh, Lara, that's so funny.
Oh, present from your cat.
Lara, you're in the draw as well for the family pass to the Smurfs movie. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's
that is
so good.
I always knew I didn't like cats. Rachel in Little Mountain, hello.
Hello, how are we?
Good. Have you had something get trapped in your shoe?
Yes, I have.
What was it?
It was a few years ago. I used to start work at 5 o'clock in the morning, so it was very dark. It was winter time. And I went to put my shoes on because they were outside, and I'm like, what's this big lump in my shoe? And I like banged the shoe to get the thing out, and it was a cane toad.
Wow.
Yes, it was a cane toad. Yep, I was totally grossed out and had to get the disinfectant wipes and wipe it all out. And
Did he leave any residue?
Residue? What do you mean?
Rach, did the toad leave any like goo or residue? Because they excrete stuff.
Not that I can remember. Yeah. I just sort of banged the bottom of the shoe and he sort of come out. So,
You know what?
I just wiped it.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Ellie. Go for it.
A squashed cane toad. That's what's going to happen tonight in the Origin, am I right? Oh, weak laugh from Rach.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It is a big day for all rugby league fans, all New South Welshmen, all Queenslanders.
Yes.
All Western
Australians.
State of Origin Game 3 is very much nearly upon us. So let's cross live to a Core Stadium now where our man, Nine News Queensland sports reporter Adam Jackson joins us. Hello, Adam.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. And I can report that we've finally got some good weather here in Sydney. It's almost like Queensland-like conditions. We've finally seen the blue sky after some miserable overcast conditions the last couple of days. So it looks as though we'll get a dry track. Hopefully that means plenty of tries for us Queenslanders.
Adam, what's going on in the background?
Who's
what's
got
all
a cowbell?
They're doing the sound testing. That's why I've tried to walk to the back. There we go. I'm actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk into the coach's box. Fortunately, Billy Slater's not there, and we just closed the door there, and it should be a lot quieter here.
What's in the coach's box, Adam?
A few chairs. The replay screens, you've got the Rebel Sport water bottles that they advertise, and hopefully that's a sponsor of yours as well. But the most interesting part in there is that fisheye camera you'll see during the coverage of, like, the coach's reaction. It's quite close to where Billy Slater will sit and get a bird's eye view or a fisheye view, if you want to call it that. And there was a great reaction shot after they won in Perth. It's the relief of the pressure. So this is where I am at the moment, and it's a lot quieter in here. It must be soundproof because we can't hear those annoying bells anymore.
So he's just sitting there with a fisheye camera in his face while his team's playing.
Pretty much, yeah. So there's three chairs in the front row, and then there's like six chairs in the back row. Some of the additional squad member players are there, all assistant coaches. Yeah, I think he's got three assistant coaches. And
you wouldn't want to pick a booger, would you? That's on display.
Adam, you've been with the team all week, and it's been a bit of a tumultuous week, of course, with Cam Munster's dad passing away over the weekend and things like that. Cam's back in. He's locked in. Have you chatted to him?
Yeah, I haven't chatted to him personally, but I saw him at the final training run yesterday, last night. And also in the team walk this morning. And Queenslanders, I think, can be a bit relieved knowing that his usual upbeat, energetic self. So he seems to be putting on a really brave face. And you've got to hand it to him, like how courageous he's been and how well he's handled everything the past 3 days. And I think really nice moment for the Maroons. They've invited his family down. So his mum was here, his three children, his wife. They were at the captain's run yesterday. And just, I think that'll help with that support network, having them be around. It'll help the family, but it'll also help Cam. And he's the kind of player that rises to the big occasions, man of the match in last Origin game. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's man of the match again and leads Queensland to victory.
And how are we looking with Big Papi in the side? Have you chatted to him?
Yeah, well, I actually had to drive him to his media conference at Twin Waters the other day. So they called up the media manager. Yeah, they were running a bit late, and they said, we're at the other side of the resort. I said, that's it. I'll get my little Hyundai Elantra, drive to the other side, and I had to jack the front seat back as far as it could possibly go to get big Josh Papaliti in the front seat. So, yeah, he's a man of few words. He's an absolute gentleman, but for tonight, he's going to be seeing red when he sees a blue jersey. Expect him to play the first 20, 25 minutes and just absolutely rip in. He's confirmed this will be his last ever Origin game after being pulled out of retirement. And you can see that also the inspirational effect it has on the fellow forward, seeing big Papa back.
Wow.
The poor Elantra.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
The Elantra would have
never be the same.
Yeah. So good.
Any other late changes, late mail that we need to know about for tonight's
Mind
game?
Mind games.
Yeah, well, there was a bit of a talk that Reece Walsh might be under an injury cloud with that knee injury, but he'll definitely be the Maroons' 18th man, so he'll only get an opportunity if there's an HIA or an active foul play with concussion. So he could potentially be an X factor. Watch out for the hammer for the Dolphins. He's been absolutely killing it. First time he gets to wear the fullback jersey in Origin, his preferred position, the leading try scorer in the NRL. So I think if he gets a bit of space, he can carve up. But it's been, in terms of the mind game aspects, it's been unusually, you know, quiet, because I think the Blues are feeling the pressure. They won game one. They always tell us how good they are. They forgot that you have to win two games to wrap up a series. They didn't show up in the first half in first, but they're on their home turf here in New South Wales, and the locals are going to be bitterly disappointed if we get another Queensland upset tonight.
Bring it on.
Well, only time will tell. Adam Jackson, our quite literally our man on the inside, reporting live from the coach's box at Accor Stadium. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, guys. Anytime. Go Queensland.
Imagine like 20 minutes in, they cross to Billy Slater and in the background, Adam Jackson's just been caught a corner and wasn't able to leave.
Catch Adam on Nine News.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, massive game of footy last night. Congratulations to all the Maroons fans. Huge win for Queensland. And you came in this morning, Taz, and you said, hey, last night's game has triggered something in me. Can I have a few minutes on the show to talk about it? So here you go, bud. Over to you.
Yeah, it's a slightly different tone for the show, but come with me, Sunny Coast. So the hours leading up to Origin, every time a game comes around, everyone always says, what are you doing for Origin tonight? Where are you going? Who are you watching it with? And for me, I always watch Origin with my dad. We don't do much together anymore, not like I did when I was a kid. And I love spending this time with him. And I turned down invites elsewhere because it's our time together. And last night, these plans felt a little more special because we saw Slater hug Munster after the game, both in tears, winning an Origin series after each losing their dads this year. It brought a tear to every eye in our household, and I'm expecting many households across the Sunny Coast and Queensland and New South Wales as well. Slater lost his dad in January and Munster only days ago over the weekend. I don't think it mattered which side you supported, because it's a feeling that every person has either had, currently living through, or dreading that they're going to one day experience. It's a weird old way of things, I suppose. Life moves on and the next generation takes its place. Both my parents might still be around, but my view of this week has been a little different. I had one of my best mates lose their dad right here on the Sunny Coast on the exact same day as the national headline said Munster lost his. And so all week I've watched as two incredibly strong men have had their hearts broken overnight. One really close that I've been really close with, and then one on the TV and everywhere and radio, and you just can't escape it. I've watched as two courageous men, completely unaware of each other, fight the same demon. One private with their family and the other forced to live the whole thing on TV. I've seen both men take time off work to be with their families, and that's the obvious priority in these moments. I've heard my mate locally has had to do the unenviable task of sitting his kids down and telling them that they're not going to get to see their granddad anymore. And I'm sure Munster's done the same. Both might have wanted last night to be a distraction, to forget what's going on at home. One wanted to play, one wanted to just put the footy on. It would have been tough for my friend constantly having the commentators tell him that he was feeling the exact same pain as the Queensland number six. Both men tackled last night with absolute grace and courage, neither immune to the grief, but also not lost in it. Two men being rocks for their families after losing their idols. And I know it wasn't just their households that shed a few extra tears last night as Munster and Slater celebrated making their dads proud. I think however far you and your parents are along this silly old journey of life, you most likely related to the Maroons legends while desperately wiping tears away from your eyes so your family didn't think you were crying at a silly little game of NRL. Hopefully you use this as a reminder that none of us are here forever. Hug your parents a little longer next time you see them. And I know not everybody's relationship with their parents is super healthy, but maybe now is a good time to reach out, because I feel like last night was a reminder more than a decider. Thank you, Munster and Slater, true inspirations on and off the field. To my mate, I'm here for you always. And to my dad, I love you so, so much.
Aw, Tassie. That's really well said, bud. Really well written, well said, and you're right, you know. And that's the beautiful thing about sport at times like this is it does, you know, forge these bonds and have these meaningful moments.
Oh, we were happy that it was a Queensland win, but, yeah, those two.
There's so much more to it.
100%. And I've just seen so much of it this week, and I've seen two guys go through the exact same thing every single day. They've been experiencing at the exact same time. And my heart breaks for both of them, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had to say it.
Absolutely. Well said, bud. Thanks for sharing.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Sunny Coast, let me catch you up on where I am right now. I'm so excited. Let me bring you in. Ellie told me about a month ago. She goes, oh, Taz, I applied to be on Tipping Point, the game show that's on the TV behind you every afternoon. We watch it on mute here in the CFM studio. And it's the one where they go, they answer trivia questions, they have to put in the little tokens into the machine. The machine will, you know, the tokens will fall down. They have to try and get money out of that machine. And I went, oh, that's cool. Like, great. And she goes, Ellie goes, yeah, I'm going to have an interview with the producers soon.
Yeah.
And this feels like the final sort of step. They want to make sure that you're not a lunatic and that you'll be good on camera.
Yeah.
So it was over Zoom.
It was.
It was yesterday, 6 o'clock. I left the studio at the end of the show and Ellie was getting prepped, makeup on, hair done. Very everyday, Chaney. You had your audition yesterday.
I did, Tassie. And I have been telling you all week.
I'm so excited.
I've got my one-on-one with the producer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's the last step I'm going to be on. There's a twist.
Oh.
Last night was not a one-on-one.
Oh, no! You thought there was a job interview.
Right? I did my makeup, Taz. I don't do my makeup for much. So I log on to the Zoom at 6 o'clock on the dot. And it's like, the host has arrived, but they're waiting to let you in. And I was like, okay, all right, I'll wait. All of a sudden, like 6:03, they let me in and it's just a barrage of noise. Hello? 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 Oh, hi. Oh, oh. Just people. You know on a Zoom when people talk over the top of each other?
Can you hear me? I can't see you.
Yeah, yeah. That was happening. It was just like this overwhelming sound. And I was like, oh, my God, I am not the only one auditioning tonight. I did not need to do my makeup. So
We rehearsed what you have to do in one-on-one questions.
Right.
We did not rehearse standing out from a crowd.
They didn't say that I was going to be competing against other people. As soon as the call started, I was like, I have not trained for this.
I'm so sorry. As a coach, as your Gandalf in this situation, I've really let you down.
You have. It didn't even cross our minds that it wouldn't be one-on-one, did it?
No.
Anyway, so we get in and the main producer guy tells us all to mute ourselves because as you do in
that would
a
have taken
Zoom
5
chat.
Minutes for all the nanas out there to learn where the mute button is.
Yeah, literally there was one who's like, I don't know how to do that. I was like, oh, God.
You're not getting on the show, love.
And he takes us through a trivia test. So it was 20 questions, multiple choice, and you had to write down your answers.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed that, by the way. I think I got like 19, no biggie.
Have you got the questions?
I've got the answers, but I don't have the questions.
I'd love to be tested later on the show.
I'll give you some. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that was the first part. And then we did a breakout. So we broke out into different groups.
Oh, this sounds horrible.
It's honestly like school camp.
No cash money prize is going to be worth sitting through this.
So we do our breakout groups. I had about 12 people in my group and the producer was like, all right, so I need you all to go around, say your name, where you're from, and just, you know, a fun little story about yourselves. So I got to watch everyone else's.
Hang on. There would have been plants in this. Not
what
everybody in the auditioning. They would have had producers acting as
you
people
think?
100%.
Why?
Because they need people in every group to see everybody else's genuine reactions. Some of them would have been plants, Ellie.
Don't make me more nervous. Well, I was like one of the last. So I got to watch everyone else's first. And I was like, I got this first one. This chick. Geologist from WA. Yeah. You know? And then it got to mine. And Taz, I word vomited so hard. You know how I get? like when I'm a bit nervous, I'll just.
Yeah.
So I'm like, my name's Ellie. I'm a radio announcer from the Sunshine Coast in Queensland. Oh. And when I was in year eight, my classmates were measuring my tongue and we figured out I've got a really long tongue and it beat this Guinness World Record. And now I've got this party trick.
You didn't need to do the tongue gear. We discussed this.
I went with the tongue. I went with the tongue, and that was my fun story.
Not often is that a bad move, to be fair.
So anyway, I did that. Everyone did theirs, and then they said, okay, thank you, you're done.
Oh.
It could be a couple of months before you find
out. A couple
out.
Of months?
I know. A couple of months. So we're not going to get any answers anytime soon.
Who was a plant, do you think?
I don't think anyone was plants. But everyone was good. Like, I would have hired all of them.
Maybe everybody else but you was a plant. And you were...
Maybe that was the true test.
Oh, could you imagine?
Who knows? Anyway, Sunny Coast, I'll keep you updated.
Oh, that's not an update. That's boring.
I know. Sorry, bud.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.